Our environmental prayer focus today is the Air Quality Index, first responders, and the active fires. Do you ever check the index of your air quality? It's also known as the AQI. Did you know it's got six levels shown by colors? Green is good, and the index is between 0 to 50. That means the air pollution poses little risk. Yellow is moderate, 51 to 100. It's risky to those sensitive to air pollution. Orange is unhealthy for those that are sensitive to it. So that's a 101 to 150. So it's okay for the general public, but not okay for the sensitive groups. They need to take precautions. Red is unhealthy. Everyone may experience health effects. The next one is purple, is very unhealthy. It's 201 to 300, and it will even issue a health alert risk to everyone. Maroon is hazardous, 301 and higher, and everyone is likely to be negatively affected. It's emergency conditions, often smoke from fire. Then there are those who need to help people when affected by these conditions, the first responders. And in our state and county, we still are experiencing active fires. So stop and pray with us about these topics, then share this information with others. You might save a life. Father, we are lift up those that are sensitive to any air pollution. We pray that they would take heed to the cautions and be alert to the index of the air pollution that's out there and do whatever is necessary to not get hurt by it. We also pray, Father, for that not to happen. We pray that our air would improve. We know we can't manage fires, but we pray for every fire right now that is happening in our state, in our county, and we pray that they get 100% contained and you grant them divine wisdom on how to do that with no injury to anyone and no more structure damages. We also pray they will not grow in size. We lift up the first responders. We thank you that they risk their lives daily when they do their jobs. We pray for their salvation. We pray, God, that you would change their hearts and turn them towards you so that they can handle what they see and have divine wisdom on what to do when they are in these dangerous situations. We pray for their protection. We pray for their safety. We pray that they would have increased skill and effectiveness when they are on the scene and on their ways to and from. Pray for their safety when they're driving to and from the places. We pray, God, that you would encourage them with more courage, that they would be vigilant, alert, and sober, that their confidence would be increased in their ability so they won't second guess themselves, that they will have emotional protection from all the things that they see, hear, touch, feel. We pray you guard their hearts, especially from those who are angry, the victims that might be lashing out or screaming at each other, or from any criticism while they're trying to do their job. We also pray, God, that their words and deeds would reflect a good citizen and to reflect the life of Christ. We speak peace to their family and their relationships when they're at work and when they're at home. May they feel supported by the community that they serve in the mighty name of Jesus.